This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. For our regular Wednesday sports story, we're going to skip the Sox and the Celts talk this week and take a step outside of Beantown, way outside.
We need inspiration, Francois, because in order to build our nation, we must all exceed our own expectations.
That's Morgan Freeman playing Nelson Mandela in the 2009 movie Invictus. It's based on the true story of how the then South African president attempted to unite his post-apartheid country around the nation's white rugby team. So if rugby can pull South Africans together, can another sport, say rowing, do the same for Iraq? Bruce Smith, the executive director of Community Rowing in Brighton, recently traveled to northern Iraq to train Kurdish, Shiite, and Sunni rowers in the art of teamwork on the water. And Bruce Smith is with us now. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
So let me just first ask you, you went to Iraq just last month, is that right?
Yeah, about 3 weeks ago.
And you spent a week there training Iraqi rowers. But let me reach back and ask you, what made you decide to do this?
It was an invitation from a very kind gentleman named Bill Engerman in Cincinnati. And Bill had actually watched that movie, Invictus. And he had been inspired by the idea of going to Iraq. He'd seen a couple of stories about a young gentleman, Haida, who was training in Baghdad and was literally being shot at and having rocks thrown at him on a regular basis. And he was still training out on the Tigris River in the middle of Baghdad, as all of these extraordinary events were unfolding, and Bill wanted to go and see if he could lend a hand. And so Bill needed some expertise and some help and invited me to accompany him to Iraq.
Oh, wow. When you got to Iraq and you spoke with the rowers there, did others share those same experiences? Because I read that many of Iraqi rowers were sort of threatened or taunted for participating in this, quote, Western-style sport.
Yeah, you know, it is really, I didn't appreciate as a Bostonian, just how much freedom we have. These guys actually were getting shot at when they were rowing on the river, and it's something, you know, I go out on the water coaching every day, and really it never crosses your mind that there's an AK-47 around the next corner. And so these kids, these young men, literally have to find their way around car bombs to get to practice, and they do it every single day.
Mm-hmm. And you, when you went there to train the Iraqi rowers, you weren't in Baghdad, you were somewhere else. Where were you?
So the U.S. State Department decided that it was too dangerous for Bill and myself to travel to Baghdad this time, and so we ended up traveling to a place in the northern part of Iraq, a lake called Dokhan. And there's a very nice resort town that was a destination in better times for Iraqis. And this lake is just a fabulous, fabulous training venue.
And it's in the Kurdish area of northern Iraq.
It's in the Kurdish area, and the Kurds are extremely proud of the venue. And it's really, for good reason, it's a beautiful lake surrounded by extraordinary mountains and a very small bucolic town full of cows and goats.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, you didn't exactly check a half a dozen skulls onto an airplane when you flew out to Iraq. Did you have to bring equipment over in some other way, or did they have rowing equipment
there? Yeah, they had some equipment, and they had to bring it up from Baghdad. And we're accustomed in the United States and in Europe to loading all of our shells onto these custom-built trailers, and those guys put six singles onto the top of a little tour bus, stacked up on top of styrofoam with a lot of tape. And so they drove from Baghdad about 8 or 10 hours up to Lake Dokhan.
Through checkpoint after checkpoint?
Yeah, it's not that long a drive, but just traveling around in that country is extremely challenging, as you can imagine. So there are so many checkpoints that it about doubles your time to travel around. And at every checkpoint, my experience was every checkpoint, you wonder what's going to happen because there are so many soldiers and so many guns. And it's really a question. You know, everybody looks at you very, very carefully. And so these guys climbed onto a bus from all over Iraq and met up in Dokhan with their equipment. And there's a great company. It's based in Vermont. It's called Concept 2, and they built rowing machines and oars. And somehow these guys had used their ingenuity to have five new rowing machines and a whole set of new oars delivered up there as well.
Mm. So tell me a little bit about the team. Who were the young men that you trained?
I used to coach a team in Chicago of high school boys. And They're a very boisterous group of people at Loyola Academy in the northern suburbs of Chicago. And these young guys in Iraq were, you know, with the exception of the difference of language, unbelievably similar to the guys that I used to train in Chicago. They're just full of life, full of energy, and obsessed with this sport, really crazy about rowing, and desperate for information.
Mm-hmm. So, they came from the three major groups in Iraq, the Kurds, the Shia, and the Sunnis, that
you said. That's exactly right. And it's amazing. If you take away concern about oil and concern about food and your home, these guys were able to really come together around a sport. And they got along famously. Like, really, everybody got along great.
But they were rowing in singles, I hear you saying. You didn't have a 4-man or an 8-man boat out there.
Not yet, but that's in the works. We have big plans to get these guys competing at the World Championships in a lightweight men's 4.
Okay, and that would be in China next year, is that, or this year?
The first goal is the Asian Games, and that's in Gangsu at the end of October and beginning of November.
Okay.
And so that's step number one, perform well in their peers in the Arab countries, Middle Eastern countries, and then the World Championships the year after.
Well, describe to us what the training was like. I mean, you were only there for a week, so were you able to get done, and what kind of shape were you able to get them in?
We were mostly on an evaluative mission, so we were trying to figure out, you know, do these guys have the potential to go fast enough to perform well on the world stage? And the truth of the matter is that they do. There were half a dozen guys who are close to the standard of the people that I train here in Boston. And their technical skills are high, and they just need more information about training programs. Rowing's kind of a funny little sport, but it's training on Lake Dokon was incredibly similar to training here on the Charles River.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, we would go out on the water, and I don't have a driver here in Boston, but we did have a driver for our motorboat, and I don't have a translator here in Boston, although maybe I could use one when I'm speaking with my rowers here. But we had a translator for Kurdish, and we had another guy who translated for Arabic. And other than that, you know, we go out on the water, we launch our boats, we do our hard work and we do our technical work, and then we get off the water and have some food. It was fun.
Hmm. Do you expect that you'll see any of these young men in the 2012 games in London, maybe rowing down the Thames?
Well, we're certainly gunning for that. And two of the guys who competed in the previous Olympics are in an excellent position to improve their performance. They were 14th in the men's double in 2008, and we'd really like to get them into the A final for 2012 in London.
And I hear that you may be bringing some of them over here to Boston to train for a little bit?
Yeah, they're applying for visas, and the U.S. State Department is giving us a hand, so we hope that they'll be able to come over with a group of 6 guys and a coach and a manager, and actually travel around the United States and do some great work here.
Well, if you get them over here, we'd love to have you back and the Iraqi rowers here at Radio Boston.
We will definitely do that.
All right.
Very charming young guys.
Well, that's Bruce Smith. He's Executive Director of Community Rowing in Brighton and also recently returned from training Iraqi rowers in northern Iraq. Bruce Smith, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. We've also got pictures of Bruce Smith's trip to Iraq on our website, wbur.org/Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.